How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. Once again, greetings, Massive and crew, to Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh. Welcome, welcome, welcome one more time to Serious Thing. It's a Tuesday, and I hope that throughout the episodes that you have listened to with Serious Thing podcast, you guys have gained or gotten some kind of value, you know, and I hope what I'm saying or the topics that I go over, you know, it aligns with, you know, our everyday life and you can relate to it. I just don't want to be here talking nonsense and just a talk for no reason. You see me? I say, but thank you guys. I appreciate that you are appreciated, you know, and I just want to thank everybody from across the globe that has been listening to Serious Thing. The last episode I did on a race, I've gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of comments. People wanted me to do more on it. And you know, the funny thing is that topic race that I did last episode, it was in the making. That was one of the first topics I was going to do when I started Serious Thing podcast. And then it just got pushed back. And then it just so happened that it just, you know, went along with everything that was going on. And there's a lot more I wanted to say, but I didn't want to just go on and on about the same thing. I wanted to touch on different things and make sure that I got some points and facts across, so it's not just opinionated or things that I say that are in my opinion. But no, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing and downloading and making Serious Thing podcast what it is. And going into today's topic, I wanted to touch on something that I touched on the last episode, and that is change. I want to talk about change today. Not only change when it comes on to what's going on, you know, which is a big thing, you know, but change individually and how we're going to make things happen. We can't make things happen if we don't change, you know, and I stressed on it the last time. We need to change. We need to change. Change is what we need. And it's true. Not just talking about it, but we have to take action to it, you know, and change we know already is inevitable. In order for us to adjust, in order for us to go along or improve or evolve, we have to change. Now, this change that I'm talking about, we have to change for the good. We have to change for the better. You know, we have to change for better and make sure things say everything copacetic and everything all right within ourselves. And once again, I want to just thank people from Ireland that have tuned in, Spain, Germany, Jamaica, USA, locals here in Miami, where I'm from, where I'm living right now, where this podcast is being produced, so to speak. But overall, just thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've done so far and making Serious Thing what it is. But anyway, we said we go talk about change. So, and as I said earlier, change is inevitable, you know. And in order for us to make things happen and come to a solution in whatever aspect of our lives, we have to change, you know. A couple of years from now, everything you're stressing about won't even matter. You know, just keep moving forward. Keep affecting change. Keep doing things differently in order to affect change and have a positive outlook on your life. But listen, if in anything that you do, you do not get or you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. And if you do not, step forward, you will remain in the same place. So in order to get these things or to achieve your career goals, your love life, or whatever it is, or whatever goal that you have, or whatever it is that you need a solution to, the main thing is change. Change right now is what we need. And Tupac said it the best. It is time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other, you know. And it's true, you know, sometimes the only way we could change is to tell the truth and be honest with yourself. You know, truth is the only safe ground to stand on, you know. And in order for us to affect change. We need to be having these conversations around racism, sexism, ageism, classism, ableism, you know, all these things, you know, and it starts with us, you know, with all our biases and all of that. You know, we have to look within ourselves and say, hey, you know what, I don't think I did that. And we know when we are doing it right, but because nobody's hearing our thoughts or nobody is pretty much seeing it, you know, we just let it slide. We brush it under the mat or the rug. And everybody is guilty with that. You know, you can think back and you could say, wow, that's true. You know, this time I did this and the other time I was biased because of this and all of that. But I just want to briefly touch on changes today because it's a huge thing that we need to pretty much do or take action to within ourselves. You know, if it's something that you want to aspire to be, you know, it begins with a thought. It begins with a change of mind, change your mindset. You know, and it's crazy how in today's world, how we view certain things, how we stereotype certain things, you know, whether it be with our, as I said before, with our age, with our appearance, you know, with the races and with the cultures and, you know, everything that we do, we pretty much prejudge, you know, and if every time we do that and overlook the fact that we're doing something wrong, then we're never gonna change. We're gonna be in the same place. And I just wanted to briefly touch on this today. We need to change, guys. It's something that we need to do. We need to change. And it's I can go on and talk about different things when it comes down to change, but today I just wanted to put that out there and just, you know, give you guys a push or a drive or something to have you change the way we look at different things in our lives and things that affect us in our daily lives. You know, if I quote the Bible in Ecclesiastes, yeah, man, why Bible, you know, idea, man. If I quote Ecclesiastes, it says, there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be quiet and a time to speak up. That's coming from the Bible. And now with everything that's going on, we have to change our mindset and we have to speak up. If we want to see change and if we want to affect change or change something, we have to speak up. Let our voices be heard. Protesting, which is a right for every citizen and everyone living here, is something that we need to do. It's a start. You know, it's something that we have the right to do to affect change. Now, with this change and with what we're doing right now, one thing that I ask is that we see it through. You know, finish this whole thing. Don't stop and let something else derail us from the focus point. You know, let's not change our goal. Let's not change our purpose. You know, don't let anything else derail us from getting this change that we need so much. So for the rioting and the protesting and everything that we're doing, we have to stay focused, you know, stay on the straight and narrow into achieving that goal. But we can't achieve that goal until we change within ourselves, change among ourselves, change the way we look at people, change the way we think about people, stop prejudging, change your mindset about going for a job, change your mindset about doing something that you have put off for years or months or days, change your mindset on how you approach different things, you know, and that's all I wanted to say. You know, we have to change as individuals before we could change as a group. And as a group, strength is in numbers. we can affect change. It sounds so like me, I preach. Sounds like I'm preaching. But yeah, the preachers do that, you know, to give you some kind of conviction in how they talk and how they do the ha, and I say ha. You know, it's to give you that conviction. But anyway, I'm just going off topic. But just wanted to bring that to us today, guys. And if there's anything that you wanted to do in your life that you haven't done, it's never too late. It's never too late to change your mindset and just do it. You know, Nike says it, just do it, you know, and see where it goes. Nothing tried, nothing done. You never know the what ifs. You never know the what ifs. What ifs don't help you. You know, the only way you're going to learn is if you change your mindset to do something, do it, and then you see the outcome. That's the only way. But overall, we have to change the way we look at things and change the way, again, how we approach things. You know, I was talking to a guy the other day and the subject came up about, because we worked in retail and I worked in retail for years. I've managed in retail and I've actually done the jobs in retail. And when I say retail, I'm talking about customer service. And with customer service is this. If you as a person, you don't like to help people or you don't have that drive to help people, people could teach you how to serve somebody, but if you don't have the drive, if you don't want to do it, it's not going to work the way I expect it to work, you know? And that's how you got to look at everything. If you don't want to do it, then it's not going to work. If you don't have the will or the drive to do it, it's not going to work. And it's the same thing going back to change, you know? But once again, I want to thank all you guys for the support. Because the last topic, and I think I might do a part two, but I don't want it to be so repetitive. But let me know. You know, you can reach out to me on my Instagram, slims21, S-L-I-M-Z-21. And let me know what you feel or how you feel about the topics. And you could comment on it. You know, you could DM me and let me know. So it's at slims21 on Instagram. And for sure, I'll reach out back to you. I'll comment. You can also do so on your whatever platform you use to listen to this podcast. But change, guys, it's all about change. From here on out, it's all about change. You know, even if you wanted to do something different, like work out, you know, you got to change your mindset about how you approach things. Stop saying tomorrow. Stop saying, oh, I'll do it later on, and later never comes. You know, change your mindset. Change the way you approach things. Trust me. Trust me, I'm telling you, it works, you know. And with that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening to Serious Thing Podcast, making Serious Thing Podcast what it is today. Thank you guys, it's growing, and I thank you guys for, again, subscribing and listening every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we bring a different topic, you know, adding value to your daily lives. And sometimes I might just add some brief things that I want to say, that I want to get across, that I want to say right in the moment and just post it because I might just forget it. But sometimes I'm looking at things and it just pops in my mind and I'm on the road and you know how it is. It's like when you're in the shower and you're singing and you're thinking and you're at the gym, you're working out and things just come to you and you can't write it down, you know, or whatever. But I'll just do that for you guys. But once again, thank you guys for listening to Serious Thing. You know, stay safe. You know, coronavirus is still out there. It's like, you know, everybody forgot about the coronavirus. It's still out there, guys. Just be careful. Or is it? Just be careful. Be safe. You know, wear your mask. You know, social distancing. And change, guys. Just change. Follow the rules and just be safe. Once again, this is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. Hit me up, guys. Let me know what's up, how you feel, what's going on. This is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. And guess what? Be safe. God bless. Prayer changes everything. And I'm out.